Why don't we go to the National Aquarium on Saturday? We haven't been there for a long time.
Actually, I'd rather go to the National Zoo.
Why should we drive all the way to Washington to see the National Zoo when we can get to the National Aquarium in Baltimore in a half hour?
Because they don't have any dragons at the aquarium.
I'm afraid they don't have dragons at zoos either. We'll have to go to the movies if you want to see dragons.
I meant Komodo dragons. They have some at the National Zoo.
What's a Komodo dragon?
It's a giant lizard, the largest living species of lizard in the world. Komodo dragons occur in the wild only on a few small islands in Indonesia. They can grow to be over 3 meters long and over 150 kilograms in weight. They weigh the most when they have just eaten. They eat up to 4/5 of their own weight at one time.
They sound pretty scary. What do they eat?
They're carnivorous, you know, meat eaters. When small, they eat insects, small lizards, snakes, and birds. As adults, they can kill and eat animals much larger than themselves, such as deer and wild pigs, even people. They have powerful jaws and can eat all but about 12% of the animals they kill, even the bones.
How did you get so interested in these monsters all of a sudden?
I just read an article about them in a science magazine that I get.
I never imagined you would like that sort of thing. Wouldn't you rather see those cute sea otters at the aquarium again?
Well, the baby Komodos are kind of cute. When they are young, they stay in trees to protect themselves from larger predators. That includes the larger Komodos, which will eat them if they get a chance, so they have to stay out of the way.
What about the adults? Do they ever eat each other?
Not as far as I know, but the article I read had an interesting photo of two big Komodos wrestling. Like many species, in the mating season, the dominant males take part in ritual combat. They stand up on their back legs and grab each other with their front legs and try to throw their opponent on the ground like a sumo wrestler. The loser either runs away or just lies still on the ground. They don't seem to get injured much.
Are they considered an endangered species?
Yes. The magazine said there were about 5,000 now, but apparently only about 7% are females that are producing young. Their habitats have decreased greatly, and, though protected, they are still illegally hunted.
Well, you've got me interested. Since we won't be visiting Indonesia anytime soon, let's have a look at the dragons at the National Zoo.